Britain this morning is still blanketed in snow. It's been a couple of decades since the British have seen a winter as bad as this one. Hundreds of flights in and out of London's airports are canceled. But that's nothing compared to what's happening on the ground. Because, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, the country just isn't used to snow days.
It is a truth universally acknowledged in these islands that the plucky inhabitants here can deal with European invaders or foreign dictators, but that the whole place can be brought to a complete standstill by just a couple of inches of snow.
Standstill by the heaviest snowfall in 18 years.
The heaviest snowfall to hit the UK in nearly 20 years.
Snowfalls for 18 years.
As the news media bombarded the stranded public with news stories about its own helplessness, the transport network collapsed. Not a single double-decker bus even left its depot yesterday. Richard Tracy is a member of the London Assembly responsible for the capital's transport.
It is a bit of a national joke that when snow falls in this country, everything grinds to a halt, which, of course, any of us who ever go to Europe skiing and so on know very well that things go on. But in London, the London Borough Councils are clearing the roads, and they will have been out over the 24 hours before it fell, putting grit down.
But putting down grit and salt on roads doesn't help that much when it's 6 to 10 inches of snow that's coming down. The country that gave the world the locomotive forgot to invent, or at least forgot to utilise, a machine to clear snow from in front of the locomotive. The approach to anything colder than a rain shower here is epitomised by an announcement made by the National Rail Company last time there was heavy snow, and remembered by everyone as the excuse for the trains not operating. It was the wrong type of snow, they said. Even though the forecasters had said heavy snow was on the way, it still seems to have taken London by surprise.
I think we've done pretty well in what are absolutely extraordinary circumstances.
London's Mayor Boris Johnson tried to put a brave face on it, but even he conceded that the wintry weather had stretched London to the limit.
I won't say this is the wrong kind of snow. Well, I would say it's the wrong kind of quantity. And, you know, my message to the heavens is that, you know, you put on a fantastic display of snow power, and I think that's probably quite enough.
Trains were badly disrupted for a second day today, and many were stranded at home again. Which all begs the question, why don't they just buy some snowplows like any other normal country? Professor David Begg, a former transport consultant to the British government, says it may not be worth the investment.
We're not a Stockholm, we're not a Moscow, we're not a Budapest. But if we did want to prepare for this, it would mean a level of investment in making sure that points on railway lines don't freeze over, putting snowplows in the front of buses and trains. You can make investment like that, but I'm not convinced that the economic return stacks up.
So just take the hit every 18 years and the estimated $1.8 billion lost from the whole economy grinding to a halt? Well, yes, seems to be the answer. School was out for the day or week, perhaps. Snowball fights broke out across the country, and everyone commented on how the snow was bringing communities together and even causing British people to speak to other people they didn't know. Hussein Nawal spent the whole day building an enormous 12-foot-tall snowman, and everyone in the neighbourhood has come to take a look.
In summer, people aren't as happy as this. No, look at this. The gathering of children, parents, all having fun, enjoying themselves. It's great.
Round the corner, standing in the doorway of a pub smoking a cigarette, Aaron Bortoff seems to represent the general feeling of the populace.
Everyone regresses to childhood, and everyone behaves like a child again.
So how to deal with that credit crunch, that recession, that housing downturn? Well, perhaps in all the doom and gloom, a couple of quiet, snowy days at home or at the pub were just what everyone needed. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.